So let's review. The previous Mishnah discusses the halacha of Kainim Yain Chani Taim Shavua Zeh, Asr Bechala Shavua, Vishvias Sha'avra. If a person makes a neder during the Shemitah cycle in which he states for this Shemitah, the neder is effective immediately for the remainder of that Shemitah cycle, which also includes the Shemitah year because Mashmach Yigmar Isa Shavua. People refer to Shemitah as the end of the cycle. The Gemara asks, Ibailahu. If he makes a neder during the Yevil cycle, in which he states, as the Ran and Rosh explain, for this Yevil, there is no question that the neder is effective immediately for the remainder of that Yevil cycle. However, the question is regarding the 50th year of Yevil. Shnas Chamishim Kalifnei Chamishim, is the 50th year included in the neder and Aser because it is Bechlal Yevil She'avar? Is it part of the current Yevil cycle? Or Shnas Chamishim Kalachar Chamishim, the 50th year of Yevil is not included in the neder and mutter, because Oyle LeYevil LeLahaba, it is part of the following Yevil cycle. The Gemara concludes that this question is actually a Machlekes Tanoim in the Braisa. The Tanakama holds Yevil Eino Oyle LeMinyan Shavua. The Yevil year is not included in the following cycle, and it does not account for the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, because the pasuk states, V'kedashtu Mishnas Chamishim Shana. Shnas hachamishim atemayna, v'i atemayna shnas chamishim achas. The Yevil year only accounts for the 50th year, but does not account for the 51st year. Therefore, regarding a neder liyevil, shnas chamishim kilufnei chamishim, and aser. However, Yehuda disagrees, and says, Yevil oyle laminin shavua. The Yevil year is included in the following cycle, and it does account for the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. Therefore, regarding a neder liyevil, Shnas Chamishim Kala'achar Chamishim and Mutter. The previous Mishnah discusses the halacha of Ad HaPesach Aser Ad Shiyagia. If a person makes a neder in which he states that the neder shall be effective until Pesach, the neder is only effective until Pesach begins, because, as the Ran explains, B'loshem b'nei adam mashma ad v'loy ad b'chlal. The word ad alone means until, but not including Pesach. However, Ad Shiyahei Aser Ad Shiyetzeh. If he states that the neder shall be effective until it becomes Pesach, the neder is effective until Pesach ends, because mashma ad shiyehei kulay. The words ad shiyehei include the entire Pesach in the neder. The Mishnah continues, ad penei ha-Pesach. Remei Oimer asa ad shiyegia. If he states that the neder shall be effective until before Pesach, Remei says the neder is only effective until Pesach begins, because lefnei yom rishon kamar. The word penei means before the first day of Pesach. However, Penei does not mean lefnei soif yom acharon shel Pesach, before the last day of Pesach, because lema'ayil in the nafsh l'sveika. A person does not accept an uncertain neder. Rather, he only intends for a time which is certainly not Pesach. Rabbi Yosi yomer aser ad sheyetze. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and says that the neder is effective until Pesach ends, because lefnei soif yom acharon shel Pesach, lema'ayil in the nafsh l'sveika. Person does sometimes allow himself to enter into an uncertain situation. Therefore, he might have meant for the neder to be in effect until the last day of Pesach. The Gemara concludes from a braisa that muchlefes hashita. These opinions are actually in reverse, in which Remeir oimad sheyetze, Reb Yisi oimad sheyegia, because Remeir holds ma'ayil inish nafshe l'sveika, while Reb Yisi actually holds loy ma'ayil nafshe l'sveika. Zok the Mishnah, Ada kotzer, ada botzer, ada masik, ein aser ela ad shiyegia. If a person makes a neder in which he states that the neder shall be effective until the wheat, grape, or olive harvest, the neder is effective only until harvest begins. As the Ran adds, afilo ama ad shiyehei. The same is true even if he states ad shiyehei until it becomes, because ein zman kavua. The duration of these events is not fixed. As the Mishnah summarizes, ze haklal, Kol shezman kavua v'amar ad sheyegia aser ad sheyegia, amar ad sheyehei aser ad sheyetzei. If a person makes a neder until an event whose duration is fixed, such as ad haPesach, it depends. If he says ad, the neder is only effective until the beginning of the said time or event, because ad v'lo ad b'chlal. If he says ad sheyehei, the neder is effective until the end of the event, because as the Ran explains, machma ad sheyehei kulay diyada zman hemshach yisurei. He meant to include the event in the nether, since its duration is known. However, v'chol she'in zman kavua bein oma ad sheyehei bein oma ad sheyegia ein ha'aser el ad sheyegia. If he makes a nether until an event whose duration is not fixed, such as ad hakotzer, then there is no difference whether he says ad or ad shihe. The neder is only effective until the beginning of the event because lo mashma ad shihe kuloi. To lo yod is man hemshach isuroi. He did not want to include the event in the neder because its duration is not known. The Mishnah continues. Ad ha-kayetz, ad shihe ha-kayetz. If he states that the neder shall be effective until kayetz, when people harvest dates, or even if he states until it becomes the kayetz, ad shi'eschilu ha'om lahachnis bekalkalis. The neder is only effective until kayetz begins, when people start to bring in the dates in baskets, because in zman kavua. However, ad shi'yavra ha'kayetz, if he specifies that the neder shall be effective until kayetz passes, ad shi'ekfilu ha'mikzayis. The neder is effective until kayetz ends, when people put away the knives.